This portion of Market Scope is brought to you by your radio. Record the stations in your market and send them to Phil. You too can show how your community sounds on the Market Scope.
Hi, DXers and radio buffs. Phil Wayne here for Market Scope, a monthly peek at radio formats and radio markets wherever radio may exist. Radio format changes, from the DXers standpoint, are usually interesting whether you like them or not. WSM Nashville recently decided to keep their 75-year-old traditional country format after considerable public and industry outcry. However, in Miami, public outcry did not seem to make a difference. Mike Lance fills us in on all the specifics.
This is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida, with a very special Market Scope. We've had a big change in Miami radio, December 31st at 12 noon. It all begins with radio station WTMI 93.1. A few years ago, WTMI was owned by Marlin Broadcasting Company out of Boston. They sold the station to Cox Broadcasting. Cox Broadcasting said, "Sure, we have a commitment to be classical music. Just send us your favorite classical selections and we will play them. But we do have a commitment." Suddenly, on December 15th, WTMI made this special announcement.
And now a word from WTMI Vice President and General Manager Mike Disney.
As we approach the closing of 2001, one can look back on many events that have changed our lives. Change is inevitable. Change can be looked upon as good or bad. I prefer to be optimistic and view change in a good light. It is with heavy heart I announce that WTMI is changing. Beginning at 12 noon on December 31st, WTMI Classical 93.1 will leave the air. I want to personally thank our listeners and advertisers for their support over these many years. We have set up a special telephone number for your comments. That number is 954-522-9801. Also set up is a special mailbox for emails. That address is wtmi.disney@cox.com. Your comments or special memories are all welcome. As the new year approaches, I can tell you that what's to come on 93.1 FM will be the talk of the town. Thank you and happy holidays.
That's what you were hearing on WTMI 93.1. I have so much material that I'm going to try to condense everything and lead up to the final day of the change. So many people were very upset. In fact, they were calling the station. I even tried to call the station, but their line was always busy. Now, even their advertisers were very upset of this new format change, such as this one.
My name is Maximilian Rutten, owner of Maximilian's House of Grand Pianos. I invite you to visit our pianos in the Dakota Building in Dania Beach. My pianos symbolize a part of history and a slice of culture. We are heartbroken that WTMI will lose its classical format. However, we're determined to keep up South Florida's importance as a cultural center, even without a radio voice. Log on to our website, www.pianomax.com, or call us at 954-924-2221.
So, your favorite radio station has changed its tune. Hello, Gus Harrison for the Coconut Grove Bank. For almost 30 years, South Florida tuned in to WTMI for the classical music we all enjoy. And for quite some time, we've been a proud sponsor of that music. But now it seems the signs above WTMI have changed. All of us at Coconut Grove Bank wish all of you at 93.1 the very best. and we'd like to tell you, the classical music listener, just how much we appreciate your continued patronage.
Take advantage of free online bill payment through June 2002 only at CoconutGroveBank.com. Coconut Grove Bank, the oldest signs and the newest ideas in online banking. 2701 South Bayshore Drive and in the Grove Village Center. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We have so much material that we could be covering, but we're trying to get the highlights. Now we have a disc jockey by the name of Tom Roberts to say his last goodbyes.
This is Tom Roberts. It's time for me not to step out, but sadly to step away from the microphones of WTMI, bringing me to the end of a journey that began almost 15 years ago. I began on WTMI in February 1987 when we were broadcasting from the Hotel Mutiny in Coconut Grove. In fact, I began on a Saturday evening, and I leave you on a Saturday evening almost 15 years later. I've especially enjoyed sharing the music with you in the middays, in the afternoons from time to time, and in the evenings, but I think the weekends will be the most special to me, especially the past few years when I had the privilege to host the WTMI Opera Theater with you and to share my passion for opera. There's much I could say, but most importantly, I want to say thank you. Thank you for all your support over these many years, and especially the past few weeks. Thank you for the phone calls and the postcards and the wonderful letters I've received, which I will certainly always cherish. So God bless each and every one of you. And especially this weekend, this final weekend, why don't you keep your radio dial glued to 93.1 WTMI and make 2002 a very happy and a very prosperous new year. And I hope in the new year we'll have the chance to meet again on the radio. Until then, bye for now. Music that inspires you.
Every morning at 7:45 or around that time, WTMI had a morning program called Bach and Roll with Lynn Farmer and Dee Silvers. They had a little feature in their program called the Sue's Alarm Club, where you could write in and request a march by John Philip Sousa. And this is what the last Sue's Alarm Club march sounded like.
This is the one that is requested. I would guess half of all the requests we get, this is it. And it seems that for our last time together, the last official meeting of the Sue's Alarm Club, Dee, you've got your deputy commandant's hat on, I see. Got my epaulets all straightened out there, and a little fringe, and my buttons polished as we call to order the final meeting of the Bach and Roll chapter of the Sue's Alarm Club. Here's Stars and Stripes Forever on Bach and Roll. The Stars and Stripes Forever, the Non-Pearl Wind Band on WTMI's Bach and Roll. Our time now, 7:51. That's our final Sousa March on 93.1.
He's classical. She's rock. Together, they Bach and Roll in the morning. Lynn Farmer and Dee Silvers on 93.1 FM. Classical WTMI.
So, here are some more one-liners that they used to use on the Bach and Roll program on WTMI.
Bach and Roll in the Morning with Lynn Farmer and Dee Silvers, 93.1 FM, classical WTMI.
Want to let everybody everybody know that it's 8:11. WTMI is in its final day of broadcast. We cease broadcasting at noon today, so we're going to share these last hours with you, with the reminder that you can certainly keep track of us and what happens with our efforts to keep classical music on the air by tuning into our website, bachandroll.org. That will be working this afternoon, and we'll put some email addresses up there and be sort of a clearinghouse for everybody's efforts to hear more great music. And don't forget to be supporting arts groups here in South Florida. With us not here to tell you about what they're doing, they need your attention even more. Good morning, Rock and Roll.
Good morning. I think you guys do a wonderful job, and I wish you'd let all of us listeners know where you're going.
We will indeed. On our website, bachandroll.org, you can keep track of what we're up to. We don't know yet what we're going to be up to, but that once we find out, that's where we'll put it.
I appreciate that, and I wish you both the best. And, you know, this Cox Radio, they've done wonders for South Florida. They've destroyed a great, great listening station like you, and, I just don't see where they're going. Disney says he wants to be the talk of the town. He already is, but destroying something wonderful.
We'll all find out at 12 noon today.
Yeah, if you can believe it, they have not yet told us what the new format's going to be.
What are they? I've heard them said, you know, you want your sickest, your secrets. Well, if they want to keep it a secret, they must be pretty sick. You know, they're afraid of you guys. That's what it is.
Well, I think that's
true. You're afraid your lower listeners will follow you and not want to put up with Disney.
It could happen, right?
Oh, I think it will happen. Not it could happen. I think it will happen. You guys are great for South Florida. We're going to miss you.
Thanks for the call. Thank you for the support.
Hey, have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
He's classical. She's rock. Together, they rock and roll in the morning. Lynn Farmer and Dee Silvers on 93.1 FM. Classical. WTMI.
I thought that was going to be like a farewell march to the Tsar or something like that. Instead, it was the march to the scaffold from the Symphonie Fantastique by Berlioz. Nothing fantastic about that. Gee, Mike, if you're going to be a classical listener, at least, you know, give us something classy.
He sent another piece in, too. He just changed the words to a little bit. Instead of thanks for the memories, thanks for the unemployment line.
For trading places, they're like, okay, well, 10:15 on WTMI's Rock and Roll.
You're getting good talking over
can
music.
Can you do a post here? Go for it.
Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, the Parthenon and moments on the Hudson River line. Awfully glad I met you.
Thanks for the memories.
This is Michael Feinstein on WTMI Classical 93.1.
We've got a lot of memories over the last couple of years.
We have. I'll thank you for a few of them.
Okay.
And not for a couple of others. Thank you very much. Like being hauled off to jail.
Oh, that was great. We raised money for the American Cancer Society.
I had dinner with my attorney the other night.
Oh, did you?
And I was telling him about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he only knew kind of half the story. His wife hadn't heard any of the story. So I told her that you know, you'd had me hauled off, and I didn't know what was going on. And I get over there, and they tell me my bail's $1,500. And I said, well, that's really good. Let me go out and help you raise it. They said, no, you stay here until it's raised. So first guy calls Jeff, right? And I said, Jeff, I really need your help. $100 would really help me out, and I could get out of here. He said, I'm going to give you 50. If you're still there at 3, call me back. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for the memories.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get to cook dinner for
That's
some
right.
listeners. That's another one that I helped you out with.
You helped me out. You sprung it on me. But I'm happy to do that. We're gonna cook dinner. You get to serve it.
I get to serve it.
Bob Daly has to be the bartender and try to...
I'm trying to figure out how that's going to work out. One for him.
One
for
them.
Two for him. One for them.
Yeah. And then what? You need more wine out there? I'm done.
Yeah. Make sure he doesn't water down the booze.
Yeah.
We know Bob Daly all too
well.
That's
going to be fun. The Humane Society at the Paws Ball. There's some folks there bid a lot of money to have dinner with us.
I know. Kind of scary. $3,500.
No, I realize how it happened, though. We didn't know those people.
No, we didn't.
There you go.
So basically, Mike Disney just walked in. Do we have to go now?
He's the strong, silent type.
Yeah, isn't he? So I thought, you know, we've been through this before, right? And I thought, remember we played this
Why are the blinds drawn in here? They give us windows just in time to throw us out.
Yeah, I never noticed that this morning.
And now the blinds are drawn.
Never noticed that. But we had played this before our last time. And I thought the New Year's coming.
Okay.
You know what piece I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, okay. So we're going now?
Bye.
You want to say anything?
Yeah, it's been great. That's as far as I'm going to go.
Okay.
It's been a good run. We hope that you will not forget your love of the arts and keep supporting the arts organizations in South Florida, whether we're here to tell you about them or not. And thanks for your support.
And thank you. And until we meet again, remember, keep a love in your heart and keep reaching for the moon. Even if you miss, you shall be among the stars.
Without booming music and aloof treatment, the stylish setting of the Abbey Dining Room provides for sumptuous food, friendly service.
Unfolded on September 11th, and the events that continue to occur. Our deepest thoughts and prayers go out to every victim, every hero, every American. It touches all of us.
And now, hold your head high and proud to be an American as Prudential Florida First Realty and Causeway Lumber Company present our national anthem on WTMI Classical 93.1.
So, there you heard the national anthem. Then you heard the following. Listen to this.
There's been a lot of talk about a new radio station at the frequency 93.1. A change in format. A shift in programming.
Down.
Will it be a rock station?
A country station?
traffic, weather, and news is coming up in about 10 minutes. The answer is no. Attention, South Florida. You are about to witness a transformation of Miami radio, a breakthrough in musical freedom, and innovation in sound, mind, and body.
Oh, give me a break. It's just the radio station.
Well, yeah, but not just another radio station. It's time to take radio to a new dimension.
Espérate, hold up, one moment. Cut the sound. Aren't we forgetting something? I think we have to properly put an end to the classical station before we move forward. You know what they say, it ain't over till the fat lady sings.
You are now entering Party World Headquarters. We are 30 seconds from launch. Please keep your feet and hands inside at all times. Excessive BPMs, loud breakbeats, pounding trance, or progressive house, please turn back now. Note that there are no emergency exits. The ride will not come to a complete stop at any time. Feel free to move about the aircraft and dance your ass off.
Enjoyed this? This is Mike Land speaking for MarketScope and the DX Audio Service. Thanks for listening. If you would like more information about Stereo 93.1 WTMI, please get in touch with me at 3425 Collins Avenue, Miami Beach, Florida, Apartment 718, zip code 33140. Certainly hope you enjoyed this. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Mike. Great job keeping the NRC informed, and it's always good to hear from you. If you have any outstanding radio news or have any especially interesting stations your fellow DXers or radio aficionados might like to hear, why not record some onto a cassette and send them along? I'm Phil Wayne of 1872 Myers Road East, Marion, Ohio 43302-9160. The DX Audio Service is deeply grateful for all your contributions. Next month is our anniversary edition. Anything can happen. And now, here are the musings from our members.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hello, this is Mike Blank. I made an error last time I called. WGSM Huntington is 740, not 730. Sorry I did that. What would y'all think of having maybe a separate edition, maybe in the middle of November, call it a holiday edition, with no regular feature zone like we normally have, but all product reviews, such as Tim Hendel when he did the Sea Crane Plus, the Cambridge radio, or the Bose radio, the Sony, 310, and different aerials and different loops and the prices and comparisons. And so if people want to get some of this stuff for a holiday, they'd know what's on the market, and some of these things may change within a year. I don't know, but I'm sure the best equipment wouldn't change. And what do you all think of that?
Hello, DXers. This is TJ the DJ from DeKalb, Illinois, and I just wondering if anyone has heard any information on the XM satellite radio. I've been hearing it advertised a lot on WLW and WBAP. So I wonder if anyone has heard any information on that. And another thing, I have a pet peeve. Why is it that TV isn't geared for the visually impaired or blind person? In other words, I am so tired of hearing ads where they, like record offers or miracle products for 1995 or whatever, and then they say, call the number on your screen or send so-and-so amount of money to the address shown. That ticks me off. Bye for now.
Hi, DXS members, Mr. Bobby. Kevin McGill calling from Madison, Wisconsin. You mentioned a 53 Buick Roadmaster on this last issue. Yes, I have seen a 53 Buick Roadmaster. I don't remember much about the car. It was 1966 or 7 since I've seen it. But I think it was a convertible, and I remember the radio not being too half bad on that. I also have another little Buick tidbit. My first hands-on experience with an FM car radio took place in a 1965 Buick. I believe it was a Wildcat convertible, and I think it was white over black. I remember it was my cousin's car, and the circumstances were rather not the best in the world, but it was my first hands-on experience with an FM car radio.
This is Tim Hendel. Regarding the Sea Crane radio demonstrated by Bruce Conti, I want to let you know that I was engaged by Sea Crane to do an audio instruction tutorial tape for both the CC Radio and the CC Radio Plus. They're basically the same radio, except the software is a little different, and I did cover things such as setting the clock and the alarm. So if you're blind and you purchase the radio, you can ask Sea Crane for the tape. I got a flat fee. I don't get a commission on this, and that's why I feel free to let you know. Also, because Bruce had some doubt, I will tell you, yes, the CC Radio Plus has a line-out jack that you can use to record from, and you can either turn the volume up and listen to the speaker or turn the volume down. The regular CC Radio, as Bruce said, you have to record from the headphone jack. I'd like to know, if Fred or anyone knows, how long now is an X-band station allowed to simulcast on its old frequency and its expanded band frequency? We have WEUP here in Huntsville on 1600, and they've also been on 1700, simulcasting 1600 and 1700 for well over a year, and in their IDs they never even promote 1700. They just keep talking about 1600. Well, besides the sloppiness and waste of this, I'd like to know, why on earth does a station want to pay the utility bill to run two transmitters just forever and ever and ever? It doesn't seem to make any sense to me. Hi, everyone. This is Carl Dabbelstein calling from Phoenix. I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed Mark Durenberger's interview with John McKinney. I first met John back at a meeting of the Lincoln Amateur Radio Club when I was living in Nebraska during the 1970s. It was a privilege to not only invite, but then also introduce John as a featured speaker at our 1977 National Radio Club convention in Lincoln. Not only did he speak, but he stayed for the entire convention. In fact, I even recall John purchasing several items at the convention auction. One of my fondest memories as a DXer was the Sunday afternoon one summer when John invited me to visit the Grand Island Monitoring Station. I spent several hours tuning the broadcast band using the FCC's Raycal receivers and beverage antennas. I even recall hearing KNBI on 680 from San Francisco in the middle of the afternoon. What fun that was. John McKinney will be sorely missed. Thanks again, Mark, for sharing your interview with us. 73.
Hello, Fred. This is Ernie. Quick question. Just want to ask you, if you go by line of markets, what is considered the last or highest numbered market to point to say that we might get a market scope out of it? Because it's nice to find out about radio in a rare neighborhood that people really haven't heard of yet. Thanks a lot. Let me know what happens.
Hi, this is Rusty Curry in Springfield, Oregon. And with regard to the 690 travelogues, first, am I right in assuming that a non-contiguous country like Mexico can put a detectable signal into Canada? The way Extra Sports from Tijuana gets here, I know it must have something left by the time it gets to Vancouver Island. Second, I was amused by KWEI's in Benton, Arkansas's rather hopeful ID when they said we serve the Little Rock Metroplex. I've lived in Little Rock, and the part of town actually nearest Benton, and I can tell you that the 680 station from Memphis, 130 miles away, actually comes in better. All for now, bye.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. I have just discovered that WYDE 850 on the dial in Birmingham, Alabama, 50 kilowatts during the daytime, has a Greek language program from 3:30 to 4:30 on Sundays. They're talking of extending this program from 3:30 to 5:30. That could easily put the program into a time when WYDE is skipping out farther than its local range. So if you hear Greek on 850 on Sunday afternoons, you might have WYDE in Birmingham.
This is your DX friend along the line, Ernie Weselowski in Omaha, Nebraska. Today, the 17th of February, a brand new caller has appeared on 1020 Plattsmouth, Nebraska. The call letter is KKSC, King King, South Carolina. Now I'm in Plattsmouth, 50,000 watts daytime directional with four towers in line and 1,400 watts, three towers in line. Both patterns will protect Peoria, Illinois, and we hope you will try to get them. Right now they are only using the daytime pattern and they are still off at night, but we'll be on shortly. Have a good DX and see you in Ohio for Labor Day. Bye.
What's on your mind? Do you have some comments to make? Call the DX Audio Service Action Line at 419-224-1609. 24 hours a day.
Thanks, Doc. Now let's get around to answering some questions on our musings to the members. First of all, from Mike Blank. Mike, you asked about a special edition in November. Well, Mike, that's what After Dark Magazine is supposed to be about. That's where we do the reviews on radios and give out other information that is vital to the DXers and to DX Audio Service members, but we just don't have time for it in the main magazine. However, having said that, I have to say I'm kind of disappointed that we have not received a lot of information from the membership, both in the way of contributions, articles of interest that we can use in After Dark, as well as just general suggestions and some help and some ideas. That is what is really needed to make After Dark flow. And if you haven't noticed, After Dark magazine has not come out in quite some time, and that's because we don't have any material. So if you're waiting for us to just come out with something, it's awful hard to put together something when you don't know what people want to listen to. And After Dark magazine is one of those magazines which is dependent upon the people who subscribe to this magazine to contribute articles to it. And it can be anything from just something you've taped off the radio to perhaps even an article that is in your local newspaper, whatever it might be. And of course, those radio reviews, those are very helpful to people. So please send those things in to us here so we can get an After Dark magazine out very soon. TJ, your pet peeve is right on target. I have to say I'm also kind of miffed by that as well. Because basically I don't really watch TV as much as I listen to TV. So when they say, call the number on your screen, I have to get up and dash into the next room and take a look and see what's on the screen. So I can understand where you're going with that. Now, having said that, let me explain why that happens. Let's say, for example, you have an advertiser who's selling the Vegematic radio receiving antenna, version 2.603. They might be a national company which is buying time on television stations throughout the United States. Sometimes in different areas of the United States, they have different companies taking the phone calls and the information, such as the case at our TV station, WLIO-TV, where we have taken ads for people like the, was it the Garden Weasel and the Jim Reeves collection of music, etc., etc., and the number and address we have on the screen is actually the TV station's information, and they sent it to us, and then we forward it on to the company who does the marketing. So that's why they do it, because to put together all these different commercials with the phone number and information for each particular city would be a burden on them. Well, maybe not, but it's just the easy way of doing it. So, you know, if you hear something like that, you ought to, you know, call up the station and just let them know that you feel that it's quite a dishonor to you not to have that information provided. To Ernie Holt. I don't know what to say, Ernie, other than I think the smallest market that I know of is Harvey, North Dakota. Harvey's got one little radio station with an eighth wave tower that sits just on the south side of town, KHND 1470. And when you're in Harvey or in the Anamoose or Drake area, about the only other radio that is really around there that is really receivable is K-Fire on 550 and the Rugby, North Dakota station. I think it's on 1450 and the call sign's KJJZ or something like that. That's about it. Otherwise, everything else is kind of like DX. But I don't know what kind of market scope you could do from some place like that other than just pull in just about anything you can get a hold of and say, here's what a radio sounds like in the area, which would actually encumber probably Manitoba, also Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, and probably Minnesota as well.
You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
And if you're thinking about rambling on down the road over Labor Day weekend for the 2002 National Radio Club Convention, here's some information about what is going on. I'm still trying to nail down a lot of perks for members attending, so some of these details are kind of spotty, but here goes. The 2002 National Radio Club Convention is going to be held right here in Lima, Ohio. The convention will be at the Hampton Inn, the same hotel as we use for the 2000 National Radio Club Convention. The convention starts on Friday, August 30th, with registration and activity starting at 12 noon. The convention ends on Monday, September 2nd at 12 noon. Cost of the convention is $40 per member, with spouse or significant other at $20. This covers all the refreshments, snacks, and beverages for your stay. It also includes a special Friday night Kewpie Hamburgers dinner, also the Saturday night convention banquet. For Hampton Inn guests, there'll be many many discounts and special offers. First of all, Hampton guests get a free continental breakfast every morning starting at 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Guests also get 10% off any meal at Ralphie's Sports Bar, 10% off any meal at Texas Roadhouse Steakhouse, and we're also working on a lot of other restaurants in the area as well. Once we get everything together, Braille information will be available in a convention packet form, and we'll also have a web page for information on the convention. And you may be able to pay by credit card. We're still working on that as well. You can contact me for further information on the convention, or if you'd like to contact the hotel and start booking your room, it's the Hampton Inn, located at 1933 Roschman Avenue. That's R-O-S-C-H-M-A-N Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45806. The hotel is at the corner of I-75 and State Route 117 and 309. The hotel telephone number is area code 419-225-8300. Room rate is $69 per night, no limit on the number of people in the room. And be sure to mention code NRC for your special rate. Also, we're planning on webcasting the convention this year. So those of you that can't make it, listen on your computer and you might be able to hear WNRC. Those are the details as we have it. More later.
The DX Audio Service.
Sure, what do you have in mind?
There's nothing else quite like it. Cookie Cutter Radio is voice tracking for different markets, deceptive or just good business sense? By Russ Lemon, Toledo Blade staff writer. Randy West and Steve Goss make the short cyber commute to Toledo each weekday. Technology allows them to stay in Cincinnati and Atlanta, respectively, while they appear live, or so it seems, on Toledo radio stations. West is heard from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on WVKS 92.5. Goss covers the 3 to 7 p.m. shift on WRVF FM 101.5. Their voice tracking shifts are designed to give listeners the impression that they are live and local. They are neither. West and Goss seem to operate under the don't ask, don't tell policy regarding their whereabouts. When West told WVKS listeners that they were welcome to drop off goodies at the station on Halloween, she certainly made it sound like she was in Toledo. Whether the Clear Channel-owned stations are engaged in a form of deception or the practice can be brushed off as theater of the mind is fodder for debate. But there is no dispute that voice tracking, the modern-day equivalent of saying it's on tape, is going to play an influential role in radio's future. Clear Channel is the industry leader in voice tracking, which allows the on-air talent to be heard at multiple stations across the country. As you might expect, improving the bottom line is at the heart of the strategy. Instead of having a traditional DJ on the air, a radio station can save more than $50,000 annually for each shift that is voice tracked. Voice tracking is different than syndicated programs. Music countdown shows by Rick Dees and Casey Kasem are syndicated, as are talk shows by Rush Limbaugh and Dr. Laura. A program is syndicated. You will hear the same show whether you're in Toledo or Tacoma. In contrast, a voice track show is prepared specifically for that market. The voice track DJs, known in the industry as cyber jocks, can give you the local weather forecast or tell you about weekend activities around the region, but they may not have a clue of what really may be going on because they are hundreds of miles away. They are only reading what has been sent to them via email or fax. West, who at one time worked in Toledo, is believed to voice track shows for at least 10 Clear Channel stations across the country. Conveniently, most use the KISS FM brand, like WVKS.
Among those cities where she can be heard, Cleveland, Chicago, Pittsburgh, and Jacksonville, Florida. Consider she juggles so many weather forecasts each day, a short-term memory would serve her well. Former WRVF air personality Kim Carson said those who voice track shows for out-of-town stations generally do two or three. Thus, Wes' daily feat is of almost mythical proportions. Carson said, half joking, half serious, that one Clear Channel employee thought the company might be using West as a guinea pig to see how much she could take before she cracked. Voice-tracked radio shows follow a cookie-cutter format. You can set a clock by it, Carson said. You hear the same thing at the same time every hour. After the third song of each hour, for example, the voice track DJ may give you the weather. After the fifth song, you may hear a list of weekend activities. But there is a telltale sign that the radio show is being voice tracked. You'll notice that you never hear the time, Carson said. Voice tracking a radio show is relatively simple. The computer does almost all the work. All the songs, in the order that they are played, are set up in the computer. The computer allows the on-air personality to play only the final 15 seconds of the song and then interject something like, "That was a new song from Mariah Carey." Goss tried to interject as much local flavor as possible into his afternoon drive on WRVF. In a systemic fashion, his recorded voice tells listeners about Toledo's weather and events going on in Toledo. All the while, he's nearly 700 miles away in Atlanta, hosting his own afternoon show on WPCH-FM. Jerry Del Caliano, founder of the trade publication Inside Radio, says that radio industry is making a mistake by relying more and more on voice tracking. Quote, "It's short-sighted. It's about as short-sighted as everything else that we do in radio today," he said. "If you have fewer personalities, you give people fewer reasons to listen to radio." Tim Roberts, operation manager for the seven Cumulus stations in Toledo, is convinced that local programming will prevail over voice tracking. Live programming creates an environment where listeners can form a bond between the air personalities. An obvious advantage? The on-air personality is accessible to the listener, whether it be for the song they request or to answer programming-related questions. With voice tracking, there is no spontaneity. An attempt at personality-driven radio is fabricated. Regardless, Wes and Goss, both who have engaging personalities on the air, are rating successes in their respective time slots. Each of their shows ranked third in Arbitron's summer survey. Carson has experience in voice tracking for a Clear Channel station. While serving as a host of The Quiet Storm each weeknight on WRVF, she voice tracked a similar show for WLYF-FM in Des Moines. She did it for 2 years plus, earning an additional $5,000 or so per year for the nightly cyber commute to Iowa. "When I was on vacation for 2 weeks, I was still on the air, thanks to voice tracking," Carson said. For now, Roberts said, Cumulus has no plans to voice track programming in the Toledo market. "Our company has been built on the premise of local radio, and that's the way to go," he said. "There is a great local talent in our cluster in Toledo, and we're very proud of that." Roberts is a radio veteran, having spent more than 20 years on the air before going into management. He is philosophically opposed to voice tracking. "I think it costs a lot of people their jobs," he said. "But at the same time, a strong case can be made that voice tracking is a smart business decision. It's a hard-to-ignore carrot that dangles an annual savings of $50,000 plus per shift." Carson said that the average radio personality on the air between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. in Toledo earns about $40,000 to $60,000 annually. Morning drive hosts typically earn more. Plus, she said, there's a potential bonus of roughly $3,000 for each of the four rating periods. More savings can be realized in benefits, such as insurance and 401k, vacations, and sick days. Not all voice tracking on WRVF is done by out-of-towners. Mitch and Mary Beth have two voice-tracked segments during their weekday morning show, 5:30 to 6 and 9 to 10 a.m. They made their debut on WRVF in July. For the previous 14 years, they'd been the number one morning show on WKKO-FM 99.9. Despite having the reputation of, quote, cheap channel, unquote, in the radio industry, Clear Channel spares no expense in making Mitch and Mary Beth the highest paid morning tandem in Toledo and put them on the number 5 rated show. At WRVF, they have more than 7 fewer live hours on the air each week and get paid more than their previous job. Carson said she did not receive a merit raise during her 5 years at WRVF. Now she works for WDNM 1520, which is owned by the Cornerstone Church. I wasn't making big bucks at WRVF by any means, she said. I could have gone to McDonald's and earned just as much, but I wouldn't have had as much fun. According to Carson, it was Clear Channel's belief that the money she received for voice tracking in Des Moines constituted a raise, never mind that she put in the extra time to do the voice tracking. Sure, it was more money, Carson said, but it was also more work. Meanwhile, voice tracking has enabled Mitch and Mary Beth to work less and receive more pay than their days at WKKO. All for a station which is expected to climb no more than number 2 in the competitive morning drive time slot. That makes all the sense in the world, one radio personality said while on the air a few months ago. But voice tracking does make sense, billions and billions of cents, for Clear Channel, which owns about 1,200 radio stations nationwide and generates $5 billion in revenue annually. And that's the bottom line.
Come on, my friend, let me tell you what it's all about. It's called money dependence today. And people just keep on going on, looking at the dollar bill and nothing else around them. No love and no friendship, nothing else. Just the dollar bill coming on into their pocket, into their bank account. And that's too much of him bringing them on the ground. Let me tell you what it's all about. It's called money dependence today.
And that just about wraps up this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 2002. Before we get out of here, just a couple thoughts. First of all, take to heart what I said about After Dark Magazine. We need contributions in the forms of articles for that in order to put one out. So if you would like to hear one, please help us by finding some material. Also, start socking those dollars away for the 2002 National Radio Club Convention. That's coming up in just, 6 months or so? And our next edition will be our anniversary edition. The DX Audio Service was founded in April of 1985. And this April, we have another anniversary to do. So please give us a call on the Action Line and tell us all about how perhaps you got into DXing or just enjoying radio. That's it. That's all. There is no more. We're going to see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio.